Hello everyone, my name is Maja. I'm going to talk about mainly monitoring and if I have time some modeling of nitrate leaching in microirrigation drip and fan jet in different sites that we have been working in Dr. Hoffman's lab. While we are working on nitrate leaching, the nitrate use efficiency brought to us as an issue mainly in California. We had a lot of issue in terms of groundwater pollution. So and there are different sales that typically 30%, 40%, or even half of the applied nitrate fertilizer is not being used by the crop, and as a result, they end up in a natural environment in the soil as a gas or going to the groundwater. So now, what the challenge is that how we can monitor the nitrate leaching. In terms of nitrate leaching, we can do some field monitoring, we can do modeling, and there are a lot of challenges. Soil heterogeneity during the orchard, and we have non-uniformity in water application, how much volume of water is applied from one location to another location in the orchard. We have a root distribution differences, and also the how a root take up water and nutrient. They are heterogeneous, they are different, and also it's different from crop to crop. So we can measure all of these parameters and then do some modeling, or we can skip all of those and then do some deep monitoring, which means just measure how much water and nitrate is being leached below the root zone. One way of doing it is through the conventional mass balance. So we would monitor the soil storage, we would monitor the applied water, and if we have all those input, which is irrigation and rainfall, and output, transpiration, evaporation, and also if we monitor the change in soil water content, we would be able to measure the flow rate or flux of water leached below the root zone. And if we have the concentration of that water that is being loosed by periodically monitoring the soil solution sampler and measure the nitrate concentration on those samples, we would be able to also monitor the nitrate leaching below the root zone. Same concept, but we also can use a simple Darcy law. If we monitor the head gradient below the root zone, which means if we install a pair of tensiometers right below the root zone, above and below, and a specific layer, we would be able to measure the gradient, and with the hope that we would have some estimation of hydraulic conductivity of this layer, then we can estimate the water flux below the root zone. And again, if we have solution samplers and we get the nitrate concentration periodically, we would be able to monitor and estimate the nitrate leaching below the root zone. Or we also can use some altimetry approach, different approaches, and the one that we use is called tension latimeter from UMS and the decagon. How it works, it has a tensiometer that measures the suction below the root zone, and it's connected to a pump that would apply the same suction to the prose plate and then collect the water that is measure the amount of water. You can collect the water, you can measure the nitrate concentration of that collected water, and again get the rate or cumulative amount of water that is being leached below the root zone. But you need to dig a big trench, you need to be able to install it, and what we did in one of the tomatoes, like Dr. Moradi is sitting here, and we installed it. The dig trench and install it below the root zone such that it collects the water from the undisturbed soil, not just putting it in the trench and the packed soil, which would have a big impact on the preferential flow happens in that area. We have different sites that we are monitoring. We had a tomato project near Davis. We had an almond project near Bakersfield. And we are working also in two different projects on orange and mandarin. And in tomato project, we used Darcy equation approach and also the equilibrium tension lysimeter. And in almond project, we used water balance approach and also the Darcy approach. In our new project with for citrus, we are using only the Darcy equation. In almond orchard, for we used mass balance, and we had 40 locations that we were monitoring. So for that 40 locations, we monitored the local applied water by flow meter. We monitored the change in soil storage by neutron probe, and also we had 80 covariance hours installed here, so we had the local measurement of ET and precipitation. For the field, we had 40 locations. Then, as you see here, we have two blocks, one fan jet, like microsplitter, and one drip. And for each of them, we had 20. And we also applied mass balance for single tree. So we had different scales to do the mass balance to see how the mass balance works if we change the scale. For sure, we cannot do like 40 locations for each orchard. Let's see what happens. We have a larger scale precipitation because that's a field scale. And the ET also is the largest, so we have a field scale ET. And this orchard was managed such that they would manage based on the ET. And as you see, this is the field applied water, and this is the change in the storage. And this is the ET, and this is the precipitation. So we'll end up almost with no leaching. But if we split it in two different blocks of irrigation, and also if we split in two, like three scales, we will see a lot of difference in leaching. And the take-home message of this one is that we have some issue in terms of mass balance, in terms of different scale. So we don't have a local ET, so we cannot, with confidence, we cannot use the mass balance only for one or two locations. Unless we have the information from the field scale, then we would be able to apply the mass balance approach to get the leach. For Darcy approach, we have, with the hope that our tensiometer are working, we don't have any problem with tensiometer, and we can get a good number of gradient measurement. There are a lot of hydraulic conductivity. So these are the plots with the sample, like collected in area of maybe 2 by 2 meters, and three samples at one depth and three samples in another depth, and the depths are about 1 foot apart. And this is the difference in conductivity that I'm getting using the lab measurement and also using the prediction model, which is here, is a neural multi-step. So there are a lot of uncertainty in hydraulic conductivity measurement that would bring uncertainty in leaching. Here, you see the Darcy approach data on drip tree and fan jet. So here, the average of matrix potential measurement. Here is the gradient. Here is the hydraulic conductivity based on this matrix potential, and here is the flux. These two are used, the hydraulic conductivity measured by temperature approach, and these two are used, the hydraulic conductivity measured by neural multi-step prediction model. But we know that tensiometers are not reliable after minus 100 millibar, and this tensiometer was 200 centimeter long, which means we cannot rely on data after minus 600 millibar, which would give us only this short period here and this short period here. And as you see, after this point, the conductivity is almost zero, and we don't have any flux. So, although we cannot measure any flux, we can confidently say that there is not much flux going on because the soil is dry, and main of the leaching is happening in the wet range of the soil. My last slide is about the tomato project, and here I'm comparing the Darcy, the tensiometer approach, with the equilibrium tension lysimeter. The solid line are the tensiometer, which is the Darcy, and the dot line are equilibrium tension lysimeter. The problem with the equilibrium tension lysimeter we faced is, one, we are not, you can't say it, but we're confident that you have a good hydraulic contact between the pore plate and the soil. That's one thing. Another thing, the tension lysimeter depends on tensiometer reading as well. So the tensiometer reads, then say the pump to apply same amount of suction or a little more suction to be able to suck some water to the pore plate. So it has a lot of measurement to get to this point. And as you see here, the Darcy flow is showing a continuous flow up to here, and then it's constant, which means the soil is really dry. Here, the soil was wet, and here, the soil became dry because we went to the middle of the growing season, and we had the corn root, we had like tomato corn, and this was during the corn growth, and the corn root growth, but we have like different pattern comparing Darcy and the tension lysimeter. In tension lysimeter, most of the flux started here, which we see a dry point in the soil profile. So we are working on this one to see how we can address these differences. Yes, you see, if one compare the last point, they are the same, but here there are things that we are looking for to see what causes these differences. And I don't know how much time do I have. Then I'll go to some modeling thought that what we can do. What we thought we do after this point, combining some modeling and the monitoring. So we would use the Darcy approach, we would use the tensiometer reading to get the gradient, and we also have some water content measurement. We would use those one to here. We would use those ones to be able to back calculate the hydraulic conductivity of this layer that we are looking for and that we have tensiometer in. So we would just have a storage here, mass balance here, and we would fit the change in storage of the whole profile and also the tensiometer reading to be able to back calculate the hydraulic conductivity of this layer once we have this one, which means we narrowed down the uncertainty on our hydraulic conductivity measurement. Then we would use the tensiometer reading, the gradient reading, along with this conductivity measurement to be able to do some forward modeling, and also use the Darcy approach, which is easier to use to measure the leaching below the root zone. And by this, I would be... Thank you.